It's time to speak to Sarah Gaughan, policy fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations. Sarah, good afternoon. Are you with us?
I am with you indeed.
Thank you. Thank you. I am really excited to talk to you today about the role of unions in the SAA strike. What was their role?
Well, you see, that depends on what type of union you are. The role of unions is to protect its members, but it's not just a reactive role. It's a role that says you've got to strategically assess the situation that you're in. And I think NUMSA and the Cabin Crew Association have failed to do that. And they failed to do that for very obvious reasons. It's not a good time to strike. The company's in effect insolvent.
Sure.
They should not have offered a wage increase at all, let alone 5%, and the union shouldn't be demanding 8% because the company is really this. It's in fact, I'll explain later why it may have just been bought some more time. And the problem is that given the fact that it's an SOE, that any money used to pay for these increases would come from the taxpayer across the South African spectrum. And while one has absolute sympathy with them that they weren't responsible for the mess that SAA finds itself in, the situation with any company that doesn't run well, and could be, you know, so you could use an example of Steinhoff, is that a whole lot of people who don't deserve it will pay the price. That is how it just works. So you normally when you go on strike, you want to be able to have a fair amount of public sympathy around you. And I think on this occasion, they don't. On the other hand, Solidarity, who represents mostly, which represents mostly technical staff, have announced today that they have applied to put SAA in business rescue. Now, the importance of that is that if the company were to go insolvent, everything is lost. People are unemployed. They would have to try and claim back salaries owed as preferential creditors, but there's no guarantee of anything. And certainly not in the case of SAA, which it would have to see how, you know, what sort of assets it actually owns as opposed to leases. The advantage with going for business rescue is that it keeps the company going while the people in charge of the rescue process determine what can be done to improve the viability of the company. And in that respect, I think Solidarity has its finger on the pulse of the fact that striking would be for them, as with the other unions, would be an area of that wouldn't attract any sympathy, but they are seeking to buy the organization more time to see whether something can be done, either to turn it around or to sell it off to a willing buyer.
It's quite remarkable how the extent to which they seem to have miscalculated this whole scenario. What you say is absolutely right. I've never ever seen a proposed strike with so little sympathy from the public, and nobody seems to care. You know, close the airline, use the money for housing, use the money for school feeding, do what you need to do. But it seems like they've overplayed their hand on this one.
They have, and I think one of the problems is that while they are, the employees themselves are receiving the raw end, the unions are on frequent contact with management, and the unions themselves would have been if they didn't have any influence, but they would have seen, as the rest of us did, years of mismanagement and corruption and theft. And arguably, maybe there is more they could have done to take the management on. Particularly, look, the unions I'm talking about are not Cassata unions, but if there are Cassata unions involved, then naturally they should have gone to their tripartite alliance partners and said, something has to be done, otherwise we're going to end up destroying the place. But the problem is the place might be destroyed, and business rescue is probably the last option, opportunity not to destroy it.
Sarah, I'm going to wrap it up there, because I need to do a bit of a tribute to Kathy Kaler this week. But thank you, as always, for all your insights and your knowledge. And look forward to chatting to you this time next week. Maybe we can discuss this damning report that came out this week about state-owned enterprises having performed worse under Cyril Ramaphosa than they have ever before.
Quite I look forward to it.
Sobering, that is. Thank you, Sarah. Cheers.